good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and he need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it had taught you, he shall abide in him.
Yes, reality out, alongside Leah, come to lift up Jesus Christ, in spirit and in truth, come to bring this message across this nation. That's how we sing, hotter in the fire, hotter in the fire, hotter in the, hotter in the consuming fire, hotter in the fire.
That was our first Caribbean song for the week, coming from an artist who goes by the name of Reality Youth from out of Belize. And all I could say is this brother is very passionate about Christ. He's talented and he just loves what he does. Evangelism is what he does a lot in Belize. He hit the streets and do ministry. And I just want to encourage you, bro, keep up the great work. Keep pushing, you know, the kingdom of God, and God will do the rest for you, bro. And that was his latest song entitled Just Like Me. Once again, Reality Youth from out of Belize. And now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guests all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome the ever-lovely, dedicated worshiper who helps to bring people into the manifest presence of God with her worship music. And of course, in 2018, she was the New Artist of the Year. She won the Stellar Award for that. And she's so, so dedicated to her music. So welcome once again, the ever lovely Isabel Davis. Isabel, how are you, dear? Welcome.
I'm doing so good, Mike D. Thank you again for having me on. It is always a joy, a privilege, and an honor to have great conversation with you as we glorify Jesus with song and conversation.
Yes, it's an honor, hon. Yes, it's an honor. Hallelujah.
Hey, Isabel, what's going on, man? And welcome back to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. It's so awesome to have you here with us today. But guess what, Isabel? Your song, Wide as the Sky, has touched so many lives over the years. What was the inspiration behind that song? And what does it mean to you personally?
Sure. Hey, landlord.
Hi, Isabel. It's great to have you on the show once again.
It's so good to be back with you all as well, my brother. I'm honored. And so to answer your question about Why Does the Sky, the inspiration was simply bringing songs to the body of Christ and sharing songs with the body of Christ that really highlight the power of the name of Jesus. You know, a lot of times in life, we are facing so many issues. People are struggling and battling with depression, loneliness, anxiety, fear, especially with everything going on in the world today. Mm-hmm. And I think that the songs that bring about hope are the ones who are the songs that really lean into the Christ.
Yes.
And so simply put, songs like Why Does the Sky, where we're declaring, let all the other names fade away. But the name of Jesus is stronger, is higher, is greater, more powerful than any situation we would face in life. And so it's one of my favorites just because every time I get to minister the song, I get to watch breakthrough happening in the room. I get to watch lives literally being transformed in the presence of Almighty God. And that has always been my passion, is to see Jesus lifted high, to declare his name over anything that we're facing, any trial, any circumstance. And to watch it in real time is, to me, a mutual blessing. Getting to minister to the people of God, watching them being blessed, transformed and changed in his presence blesses me. So, yep, I love it.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. You know, Isabel, it's amazing how your music continues to touch the hearts and change lives wherever you go, man. You're doing such an amazing job. Keep up the great work.
And congratulations on your new song, brand new song entitled Jesus Yeshua. And wow, you are bringing people into the manifest presence of God as usual. Congratulations, Isabel.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, Mike D, we're so honored, you know, to do kingdom music and to continue to put songs out there that I believe the body of Christ needs to hear, you know, to bring hope, to bring faith, you know, to cause faith to rise again in the hearts of those who are, you know, battling depression, anxiety, fear, all the things that try to hold us back from what God has, you know, the fullness of what God has for us. And so this song is another one of those faith declarations. You know, it's a song that just really celebrates the faithfulness of Jesus to respond to us when we call on his name. And in this song, I believe every lyric just, it really testifies that no cry goes unheard, no voice is ignored. Whether we're whispering his name in weakness or shouting it out in desperation, I believe this song is, it's both a reminder and a testimony that Jesus still answers. And I think now more than ever, that's what we need to be reminded of, that he still rescues, he still responds, he still shows up when we call on the name of Jesus. And that's the promise we have, that we can call on the name of Jesus in a moment, and he will show up, and he will rescue, and he will respond. That's the power of the name of Jesus. And that's what this song is a reminder of today.
Yeah, I understand exactly what you mean.
Me too, Mike. I have witnessed that there is power in the name of Jesus. Real talk. Isabel, there is a fan of yours from all the way in Jamaica, and her name is Coretta, and she has a question for you.
Hi, this is Coretta from Jamaica. Isabel, what message do you hope listeners to take away from your music, especially in a time when so many people are looking for hope and encouragement?
Well, hey there, Coretta. Thank you so much. That is a great question. And something that I would share would be a takeaway for the listener is, you know, as you're listening to these songs of worship, especially this new song, Jesus, my charge is always not to just listen to the song, but to worship along and praise along and allow the lyric to drop from your, you know, just being words. Let it settle into your heart. I believe that, like scripture says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So whether I'm speaking the word over my situation, whether I'm singing it over my atmosphere, I believe that the word has power to transform us. It renews our minds. We know that scripture tells us that. And so my charge is always not to just listen to songs, but to let them settle into your spirit. Once they connect to your spirit, man, you begin to declare those things by faith. So sometimes it may seem like a simple chorus that we continue to repeat, but oftentimes it's more than that. It's that we are trying to get the song and the lyric to penetrate the heart of the listener and the spirit, so that it becomes a confession of faith. It becomes a belief, not just words on a page or words of a song, but it begins to become real in your life. And so that would be the takeaway, that as you listen to my song, my charge would be, my takeaway would be to always create space for the presence of the Lord to come in while you worship along, praise along, sing along.
Amen.
Glory.
It brings hope.
Oh,
yeah,
hallelujah.
It'll bring
yes. Hope is everlasting. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
You know, in a time like this is when we truly need hope. Hope is very important, very vital. And that is why as ministers, we need to be responsible to bring music that will give people hope. Great word, Isabel. Great word.
Well, Isabel, I know you are busy, busy, busy being a wife, mother of young children, travel and all, church worship leader, and it's always a joy to have you with us on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Keep praising and uplifting the Lord as we do the same. And thanks so much for joining us, Isabel Davis.
Thank you so much for having me, Mike D and Landlord. It is always a joy, always a pleasure, always a privilege to be with my brothers on air and to share the gospel and the good news of Jesus Christ through song and through fellowship in conversation. And to all of you, all the listeners in the Bahamas, in the Caribbean, all the islands and Africa, I am so grateful for you. Thank you for your constant love and support of Kingdom Music and my ministry as well. I pray that God would continue to pour out his grace and his favor over your life as you create space for his presence. God bless you. I love you.
Jesus, when let's sing it out, worshipers. Jesus.
Isabel Davis is a church worship leader, and her new song is called Jesus, Yeshua. Isabel is a dedicated wife and mother, and remembers when she was a toddler singing at church and helping to bring people into the manifest presence of God. In a changing world, it's true though, some things never change. Go, Isabel. We want to thank the gifted psalmist, Isabel Davis, for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Landlord Isabel Davis is a natural and spiritually born worship singer.
Mike, Isabel is one of my favorites, and you know that. She's very humble. She's just a sweet individual. She has an amazing family where her husband really supports her in what she do. And you know, it's always a great honor to have her right here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. But coming up next is Kioka Cruikshank. She's originally from Guyana, but she lives now in St. Vincent and the Grenadines with her husband. She is all about ministry also, man. She loves it. And I want you guys to check out her latest track entitled My Jesus and I.
Jesus declares in John 11 verses 25 and 26, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? My Jesus and
Kiyoka always has great music, landlord.
Kiyoka Cruikshank with her latest song, My Jesus and I. You know, Kiyoka was recently in the Bahamas for the Marlin Awards, where she proudly took one of those awards back home to her island and was celebrated for her accomplishments. And, you know, as an artist, we all face many battles, and there are moments of, you know, just wanting to give up. But I can tell you, a recognition like that can truly fuel your spirit. So, Kiyoka, keep up the great work, man. You know, God has so much more for you. Just keep pressing, keep pushing, and God will do the rest for you, okay? All right, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement do you have for us today?
Yeah, landlord, trust is a beautiful thing. It's good for a person to be trustworthy. Some people feel that trust should be given freely, while others may feel something like trust is 10% given and 90% earned.
Mike, that is so true. Trust is very precious. It's something we give a little, but people earn the rest through their actions. Great word, Mike. Great word. Well, at this time, we would love to thank the international gospel artist, Isabel Davis, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who takes the time to hang out and chill out with us every week. We appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. But coming up next, from out of Jamaica is Minister Nicolette Brown Lee, fresh off winning Praise and Worship Leader of the Year of 2025 Gospel Choice Awards, shaking up the gospel world with a Jamaican Afrobeat-infused worship anthem entitled Great and Mighty God. It's a powerful song filled with faith, fire, and the sound of victory. And right now, I'm going to just leave this song with you guys, and I hope this song blesses you all. And if you are a gospel artist with music, please connect with me on social media at landlord242, or you could just send your songs to kaigospel@gmail.com. So until next time, this is your boy Landlord. God bless you, and may his light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Trouble.